ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pop Culture Problems, where we talk about everything pop culture related. I am your host, John Oderman, and this is my co-host, Josh Nichols, and we're here to talk about probably the most famous, most beloved thing in the history of all of pop culture, and that's the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Hate! Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about hate and how much we hate things related to pop culture. Welcome to Pop Culture Problems. We always talk on the show, John, about, oh, what's your favorite cartoon? What's your favorite music? What's your favorite concert? What's your favorite everything? But we never, well, I mean, in the conversation about things we like, sometimes we'll say something we don't like as much, but I don't think we've ever just talked about despising
things that we just don't get. We don't understand how they're a thing.
Yeah. And I'm just going to preface this and say, you know what? You be you. If you like something, that's great. But just don't tread on me. Don't be upset with me when I don't like something that you like. And, you know, you started out well. My girlfriend, Sarah, she really likes the Garbage Pail Kids movie that she saw when she was a little kid. And it's a terrible movie, in my opinion. It's stupid. It's terrible effects. I hate everything about it. But I do like the Garbage Pail Kid cards. I thought that was a fun thing. When a kid growing up, I remember that. So even that has some redeeming value to it. I can kind of see how, as a kid, you would be into it. I'm going to go and tell you one thing that I despise that it's going to get me. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about here. Something that you hate that other people adore that we're probably going to get hate mail for. Garbage Pail Kids, I don't know anybody except Sarah that's going to email about that. I despise the Peanuts. Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Yeah.
I
beloved characters.
I cannot handle them. I don't like the animation style. I don't like the voices. I don't like the characters. I don't like the storylines. I don't like any.
What is it about it that you just hate?
I just mentioned everything. I don't like the animation style. I don't like the voices. I don't like the characters. I don't like the storylines. The only thing that I will give them, that I will say is just possibly not redeemable, because they cannot be redeemed, something that doesn't make me want to have indigestion to get out of watching it, is the Christmas tree. The Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It's like a little kind of saggy,
really sad,
leaned over Christmas tree. I think that's funny. I've seen them around the holidays being sold in big retail stores, little replicas. Hilarious. Beyond that, I would allow that tree not to exist if I didn't have to endure anything Peanuts for the rest of my life.
So you can't even get on board with like Snoopy and Woodstock.
Nothing. Here's the thing about Snoopy. Of everything, I think Snoopy is one of the worst. Because he's a beagle. He doesn't even look like a beagle. He doesn't even look like a dog in general, much less the dog he's trying to represent. Like, Garfield looks like a cat.
Yeah.
Snoopy doesn't look like that. He's like two lines, and he's stupid looking, and I don't like him. I just cannot understand. It baffles my mind and the existence of good things.
When you see things like Peanuts characters, or you hear the references, do you just want to tell the people to just be quiet, shut up, or what?
Yeah, I try just to sit quietly and let it be ignored. I just try to let them like it without bringing me into it. If they force me, I just recently gave away 12 postage stamps that I got from an automated stamp dispenser because they're stupid Peanuts, and I didn't want to have them in my wallet. I just didn't want to look at it. I have in the past not purchased. I would be a teenage boy, and I would be hungry. I'm fat, and I want some pizza goodness. And the Red Baron pizzas would be on sale, and I wouldn't buy it just because there was like a Snoopy Baron, and I think it might have even been a mascot at one point. I cannot handle it.
There was a song, Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't. But it was Red Baron pizza. I'm like, no, it's probably Snoopy. I just can't handle it. I just cannot handle it.
The meat is probably Snoopy.
If that was true, I would eat it. I would just want to consume him so that he would be no more. And here's the thing. Like, again, it's not a popular opinion. But my thing is, and you be you, if you want to like it, that's just fine. Don't push it on me to try to like it. My question
And what I can't wrap my head around is how people like it. What do they like? Because there was a recent thing that went around. It was this voice thing. It was saying Yanni or what was the other word?
I don't know. Laurel and Yanni.
Laurel or Yanni.
Yeah.
This just kind of weird conundrum. Or what color is the dress? It was blue or black or something like that.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, but here's my caring. When I listened to that Laurel and Yanni, I heard Yanni.
So did I.
Yanni. And in your mind, didn't you almost think it was a practical joke?
Yeah.
When somebody said, I heard Laurel.
They're making
how could you physically have, you made it up. That's how I feel about the Peanuts. I hate it so much that I'm thinking, you're pulling my leg. How do you like this? That is where I'm at. I just want to understand what, do you like the Peanuts?
There's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today that you kind of think, like, do people like them just because they think everyone else likes them?
Okay.
Like,
Peanuts.
Yeah. Like, is it, like one person thought that like this cute girl that they liked the Peanuts, so they're like, yeah, I like the Peanuts too, and that just snowballed into Peanuts have lasted as long as they have.
Do you like the Peanuts?
I am probably neutral.
I'm
indifferent. I like Snoopy.
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like a dog.
I think he's kind of a rapscallion. He's kind of a little. I don't know. I like him as a character. The other characters I think are kind of grating, and I don't necessarily like them.
Yeah, he's an abomination of animation.
Wow. Okay.
John, let's for a moment at least, because I'm sure I'll come back to hating them towards the end of the episode. But is there something that you don't like that other people do?
I hate Friends.
Really?
The TV show Friends.
Oh, jeez.
I hate the TV show Friends.
Woo! Ooh, it struck a nerve with the public.
How do you feel about Friends?
I liked the show Friends just fine if you removed Ross from it. But because Ross was in it, and there was this whole Ross-Rachel thing, I hated every time he was on the screen. I can handle the rest of the show. Chandler and the other dude and Phoebe and the other girl.
Chandler and Joey.
Phoebe, yeah, Rachel, those, Monica. All of those I was fine with.
Yeah.
Whenever Ross was on the screen, I was physically ill.
See, but like to me, like Ross ruins the entire show for me. Like I don't like any of the other characters because they choose to hang out with Ross. And I understand
I get that.
Is an unbearable character. She ended up with Ross and she was in love with him at any point in her life. Young Jennifer Aniston, the only thing that is eclipsed by young Jennifer Aniston, I think, is older Jennifer Aniston, because I feel like she has aged like a fine wine.
Wow.
But
you're
like
married, aren't
young,
you?
Yeah, sure, okay, but I can appreciate sure. that. I, my wife would say the same thing about Jennifer Aniston. But like the character of Rachel could have literally had any man in New York City if she wanted him.
Okay.
And she chose Ross.
Yeah, Ross was terrible.
And Monica, I know he's your brother, but you should have disowned him.
Yeah.
Chandler and Joey, you shouldn't talk to him. Phoebe's like the closest thing that like I feel like could like actually relate to Ross, and she's unbearable.
Yeah. So,
although I do like Smelly Cat. I like that song.
Smelly Cat.
But I mean, like even terrible things have some redeeming qualities. But I think Ross to me is just such a annoyingly grating character that he ruins that entire show and everyone I'm all about suspension of disbelief. I can't plausibly suspend my disbelief that people would want to be around him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, so
and then call themselves friends.
Are you saying that if Ross wasn't in the show, you would have liked it, or it would have been more bearable? Was it just him, or was it kind of in general?
I don't know.
Icing on the cake.
I don't know.
He did that for me. Yeah, where I just could not handle him.
And I know that's not an unpopular. And you know what? Here's the thing. I am self-aware enough to realize that I may have this may be an inborn bias. Like it might be a built-in bias because there's that great debate of like Seinfeld or Friends. Mm-hmm. It's not even they're not even in the same galaxy.
Well, it's two different kinds of shows.
But they're not, when it comes to sitcoms, they're not even in like the same even realm of quality.
I always felt dirty after watching Friends. I felt like a bad person. Because you know how like, you know, misogynistic cheaters, they might call out the wrong name when they're intimate.
Yeah.
Or they might picture another person's head on the body or something. Yep. I did that with Ross all the time. And always picture another person's head
somebody
in his body
else.
Just so I didn't have to see him.
Yeah. David Schwimmer. And that's the thing. Like, David Schwimmer, you'll always be Ross. And I like, I actually think I've seen David Schwimmer in some things, and he's actually been good. Like, People versus O.J. Simpson, I think he did a great job as Robert Kardashian.
He did a phenomenal job,
but
I'm like, Ross,
it's Ross.
Get off the screen.
Yeah, Ross,
get off
go
the
away.
Screen, Ross.
Somebody I else should have. Yes.
This is that burden. He had the opposite burden, I believe, because most times people are attributed to a character, and then they cannot get away from that character. You know, Cliff Clavin and Norm Peterson, you know, like they just have a hard time breaking away from that character. They're always that character, but in a good way. He's that in a bad way, in my opinion. And David Schwimmer, I'm not getting into him as an actor. I just couldn't stand the character, so I'm on board. Sarah hates Austin Powers, and I love Austin Powers. And so I bring that up only because I'm experiencing, I feel, what people who love the Peanuts feel about me. Because I'm like, I love Austin Powers. And she's like, that is the worst garbage that I've ever seen. And I'm like, how? How could you say that? How could you hear Laurel when it's clearly Yanni?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I just don't get it. So I understand that kind of pain that people feel when somebody doesn't like what they like. Oh, man.
So what would be next on your list?
You know, I don't... It's hard for me to say something on the top of my list because I don't loathe a lot of things, or at least I try to put them out of my mind. I try not to think about the Peanuts and Ross ever. And so there's probably just a lot of things that I hate that I'm not remembering. But two things I'm going to bring up. One, I hate Nickelodeon Disney type live action sitcoms. I can't even get like this, like, I'm a teenager. I have a friend. I like boys. Meh. And like, I just can't get into that. But that's in general. One thing recently I was kind of introduced to, I've been watching this documentary series about toys, and there was an episode.
Is that The Toys That Made Us?
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that was good. That's good stuff.
Did you watch the Hello Kitty episode?
I have not watched that one yet. Okay. I haven't watched any of the new series.
Yeah,
season.
Oh, jeez. So I was reminded of that when that show came out. And I didn't realize how big Hello Kitty was. And then I watched the show and I thought, wow, that's ridiculous that it's such a big
Hello Kitty
thing.
Yes.
What is that? Like, I just cannot. I cannot get that. The concept of that, it's so simple, and it's not even a thing. It's barely a character, and then they expanded it with a cartoon, and then they keep expanding it, and it didn't exist. It's like if I had a kiwi, and I'm like, look at this kiwi, and all of a sudden I sell 10 million replicas of that kiwi, and then I make an animated show out of it, and then now I make a clothing line. Like, we started from a kiwi. We started from a weird looking little cat thing, and then it just exploded. I don't get it.
Yeah, and Hello Kitty is just enormous.
It's just huge. And I don't hate it. I think that I hate that I don't get it.
Because
clearly I'm missing something. Like, clearly I am missing the rage, and I just don't get it.
So, like, I think a perfect example of this for me is, And it's because I'm correct in my assessment, but like, do you have any movies that everybody loves that you just don't get, you don't understand? To me, the number one on the list is Titanic.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Titanic.
I've never gotten it.
Anything about it?
I don't think the characters are particularly likable, any of them.
Okay, so...
Other than the old lady that throws the necklace in the, in the water at the
end. Let me explain to you, I think, what I liked about Titanic. And then you can tell me if I am just completely off base, or if you just don't agree with it. Because
like, I inherently, I don't even think about Titanic a lot as far as, like, how to defend it, because I've just always kind of liked it.
Well, but that's the thing, is that it's, like, is it, if it's not the highest, it's the, like, the second highest. I think maybe Avatar beat it, like, worldwide gross. But it's, like, an utterly forgettable, not, like, you don't think about it movie.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, how many times like, have you seen it? Like, once?
Once or twice.
See, I've seen
but, like, it's not like a movie. Like, the only part of that movie that I think about is the fact that there was plenty of room in that driftwood for Jack.
Yeah, I have watched that movie, I'm going to say a dozen times. And I've done where I've rewatched it, or, hey, that's on TV, or, hey, we haven't watched that in a couple years. For me, I think I've always had, there's certain historical, events in history that intrigue me. The Titanic, disaster, you know, JFK assassination, some of those things that are just like mysterious. They're tragic. They have a lot of history behind it. There's just, there's a lot of stuff going on there. So for me to take a movie like that and not just make a documentary, I think was interesting. What they did is, I thought, took something that is not visual. You know, you see the wreckage of the Titanic. They brought it back to life and made like a, they made the disaster that much more tragic. Because whenever you hear about or see the Titanic, you see like wreckage, underwater, rusted, and they kind of brought that back. I thought the characters were kind of fun. Kathy Bates as the unsinkable Molly Brown, like she was wonderful. I thought that they depicted the captain in a certain
way. I thought this was about what we hated.
Well, no.
Not defending.
Yeah, it is about what we hate. What but we I'm hate. Just saying, like, that is, like, some of the things that I like about it.
Yeah.
You're saying that it was just forgettable, replaceable, but I'm not hearing a reason that you hate it.
I don't know. I just,
because I thought it was about hate, too.
I don't know. I just hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Wow.
I there's just something about it.
Yeah, okay.
I just hate it.
Yeah, I'm just going to say one more thing along these lines. One thing that you might hate about it, that I don't hate about it, that I think I hate about other things, is Hollywood is also known for just sticking a love story in something to try to retell the story. Pearl Harbor and a love story.
Yes.
The Twin Towers and a love story. And they take a tragedy and they add two people that love each other and credits. And then they sell it for $1 billion. Titanic, I think, was one of the first ones that really did that. And I think maybe that's why I don't dislike that, is because I think it was more original. Yeah, versus the other ones, 5 years after that, within that 5 years, it was like everything. Tragedy plus love story.
Yeah,
tragedy plus
love true. Story. Yeah. So, maybe that's why I hate it, because it like built it, like it was the first of these historical dramas that...
It started the trend.
Yeah.
Forgive it for being the first, because at least it was more original versus the other ones that kind of seemed to copycat that formula.
Okay.
Huh.
Maybe you've put your finger on why I hate that movie so much. but here's a movie that I think you may have liked, and I actually find some redeeming qualities in it, but in light of the fact that it was like a front runner for Best Picture, and then... The movie that I think should have won Best Picture this last year, because I absolutely love it, didn't win, and I think is like miles ahead of this one. So last year, we had La La Land.
Okay.
This year, we had The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
The Greatest Showman is head and shoulders way better than La La Land. La La Land is terrible. I hated it.
I didn't see either.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and you're like a musical guy.
I am a musical
guy. So I would have thought that you had seen both of them.
I just didn't see it, no.
But, like, La La Land, to me, is, like, the costuming is, like, the one redeeming quality. I think, like, the use of color and stuff in the movie is really cool. But the characters and, like, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, they do as good a job as they possibly could, but it's not really that great. And I think the only reason that Hollywood loved the movie is because it was about Hollywood.
Okay.
And it's not a, it's terrible.
Is The Greatest Showman good?
The Greatest Showman is awesome. Like, I wanted to read every book I could about P.T. Barnum after watching that movie.
Yeah, cool. I'm gonna have to put it on my list.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
it's been in the back... It's been on the back burner list, but I'll add it to the front burner
list. Like, it was so good that, like, Jess will, like, randomly put on the soundtrack in the car and we'll sing along to it.
Wow.
because the soundtrack is like, I loved that movie. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that we hate, and I hate La La Land.
But I love The Greatest Showman, yes. But I hate this. It's the yin and yang, John. You have to tell me the yin before you can hate the yang.
Yeah, there is something about that. Like, are you familiar with Heathcliff?
Yes, the cat.
Yes.
The bad version of Garfield.
Yes, I was just going to say. Like, I feel like you have to have that thing that you can Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should terrorize their neighborhood. Those theme song.
That's scary that you remember that.
But I think I think you do have to have that good with the bad. Like, you have to have something to compare it to really know how bad something is.
Yeah.
And I think Heathcliff was terrible, but it wasn't Garfield.
I really enjoyed the movie Armageddon. But then Asteroid, Deep Impact, Comet. There was like three or four movies that came out. Deep Impact literally could have been a near line-by-line recreation.
Yes.
There was a scene with the female love interest touching the screen. Yeah, like, it was just as, like, verbatim. And then the only difference was, like, oh, we are rebuilding an arc or something. Like, it was just dumb. But I think, shut up.
I like
you know what I hate?
That underline.
Bad show hosts. Like, that Oderman fellow is just
I like the underlying music, like, underlying what you were saying. I think that was good.
And that's why I hate you. you try to think. And
I'm your puppet.
I just want eye candy on this show, on this radio show. but, like, those bad movies made Armageddon that much better. I think
that's true.
Was the first one, but I think they all just rushed to this, let's get this space tragedy disaster movie out of the way. And they just failed at it. So I think it does make certain things better when you have things that are crappier next to it. Even Armageddon, I'm sure, had its flaws. I'm sure if I watch it today, it wouldn't hold up as well. But
anything recently that you've seen that you're like, everybody else liked it, or like it sold a million tickets, that you just hate?
You know, I'm trying to think of something that I've seen recently.
How about like TV shows that you just don't get?
The problem is most.
I don't understand people's like, people love Chrissy Teigen. I don't get it.
Who is that?
She's a model. She's married to John Legend. She's like,
who's
a model
that?
Slash. Yeah.
I don't know either.
Okay,
of those.
So all right.
Just good radio.
Yeah,
I just don't know pop culture. In my butt. I don't know anything. I'm pretty discerning with my TV shows where I try to make sure something's good before I devote the time. And I don't know that I've seen anything recently that I've said, ugh, that wasn't as good as I expected. I've had pretty good luck with movies.
How about like a video game that you've played and you're just like, don't get it?
Perfect. This is a perfect. Yeah. I struggled just for a half a second. I sometimes have issue with video game reviewers. Different people have different opinions, and different reviewers have different ways of interpreting what's good or bad in a game. I'm not going to date the episode, but recently, Edge, there came out a game called Jurassic World Evolution, and it's like a park simulator for Jurassic World. And I think that, like, the reviews were pretty, like, it was like not 50-50, it was like 80-20. 20% of the people hated it, loathed it. And the other 80% was like, it's great.
Yeah.
And so I got it. I haven't played it yet, but I'm curious to see how it's going to be. Similarly, though.
But the people that hated it probably weren't just like, they hated it because of what it was. They weren't like really appreciating it for what it was.
Yeah, maybe. Type of thing. But that was like an 80-20. Recently, I got a game called God of War.
Okay.
And almost every place gave it like 10 out of 10, 98% out of 100. One reviewer said it was the game of our generation. And I played it, and I thought it was a little lackluster. And I don't know. Like, it was okay. Yeah. I enjoyed playing it. I enjoy the series. I can see some of the things that they liked. But overall, the gameplay was just meh. Like,
and you kind of wonder, hey, this guy said it was the game of our generation. How much was he paid to say that?
Well, but and that's the thing. Like that 80-20%, yeah. I can see some of them being paid to say, so maybe it's a 50-50.
Yeah.
It's going to be up to the person. When almost everyone says it's the best thing since sliced bread, you know what the best thing since sliced bread is, John? The whole bread. it's a little joke. Yeah. But anyway, I just think if all of them say it's great, even if a couple of them were paid, the people unpaid are still saying it's great. And I just didn't get it in that way, and I felt like I was missing something.
One of the things I hate that has like taken over gaming is like first person shooter.
Okay, yep.
Is like those multiplayer games where it's just like, let's go, like, you know, see how many people we can kill. Yeah, I think there's a certain amount of skill, but I hate the fact that story has kind of like taken a back seat to, we're just going to play as a big group and kill people.
Yeah. I've never been a great proponent of the story of a game. I love the Fallout and Elder Scrolls games. And I think we've mentioned this before, where they're just so intense with content. I think the example you used was reading one of the books. Somebody literally wrote a book, like multiple books in the game. And who's going to sit there and read a novel inside of a game? You know, it's a 30-page, you know, kind of pamphlet. I think sometimes I go away from that, but I see what you mean. Like, it's skewed one way or the other.
Yeah.
I think the Elder Scrolls sometimes are skewed too far towards wanting that story, and I think it just loses people. The other ones are no story. For me, like, with games, I am one that really, like, with this God of War game, most games that are 10 out of 10s for me, I can't put it down. I stay up an hour too longer than I should have. I try to make sure I have nothing going on the next night just so I can do it. I rearrange my schedule a little bit. Like, I need to play it. I need to finish it.
Yeah.
And this one, I remember putting down God of War and playing something else. And I was like, that's not a good sign.
See, and that's dangerous because, like, sometimes I've done that and then I've never gone back to it.
Yeah. And I had to, like, not – it wasn't, like, force myself to go back to it. But I was like, okay, I guess I better finish that. You know. I was kind of not into it, and I don't know why, and I feel a little bad. Like, I feel a little regret that I was left out of the loop.
Yeah.
Like, what did I miss that I'm not getting what everybody else did? And I don't want to disparage people from playing it. It's a good game, and guess what? Apparently, I'm the minority, so you're probably going to have a fabulous time. Yeah. Because I'm the only one that didn't, you know, go head over heels for it.
So, do you think that there's going to be anybody that listens to this episode and they're going to end up hating us? I honestly think that I'm a little afraid that the friends stance is going to affect us.
John, we're giving them the yin right now so that they can enjoy
something to hate.
All the yang that we give them from here on out.
How many people do you think listen to us just because they hate us so much?
Jeez, I don't know. Yeah, I think
90% of our audience.
They're like, this is the one episode we like them. They talked about hating things and we hate them. They said the word hate. That's what I feel. They just feel related to that. I think it's okay to dislike things. I think it's better to allow other people to like stuff.
I think you raise a good point with the yin and the yang, because without knowing what we really hate, how do we know what we really like or love? Can you truly love something if you don't know first what you truly hate? Or vice versa? Is that the Jurassic Park theme?
Yeah. I was underscoring. Did you like that?
I appreciate that. That was good.
I didn't.
I hate it.
Really?
No.
Okay, I'll do it for you and you don't do it for me.
Okay, all right.
Jesus. What
every time I speak from now on, I want you to underscore what I'm saying. Not so loud that like they can't hear what I'm saying. But that's pretty good. I can get used to this.
I wish we had theme songs in real life. Yeah, there was an episode of Family Guy. Was that? The theme? I don't know.
I think it was when somebody was walking. I think that's what it was.
Maybe. I'm thinking of one with Peter where it was like a three-parter, and it was like almost like a Twilight Zone-y episode where it was like weird stories. And it was one that he like got
three wishes or something, and okay. one was that he would have a theme song. Or I don't remember exactly. I could be telling complete fabricated stuff.
That would be pretty sweet for you to walk in every time you walked into a room, like a theme song would play.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. Price is Right. Yeah. Would that, if you could have any theme song, you would choose that one?
No, I think I would. It would be the Cheers theme song if I could have a theme song.
Really?
Yeah, I love that theme song.
I don't know if I would have a theme
another song. Really grating thing about Friends is that damn theme song became like a number one song.
That's not a bad theme song. There's been a lot worse theme songs.
Yeah, absolutely, but yeah, no theme song so pretentious that they put it on the Billboard chart and it went to number one.
You know why you hate that theme song? Because Ross was in the video.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. If you hate something, just leave that hate in your heart. Let people like it. Hate it on your own time.
Or tell us,
and we will hate it right along with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Pop Culture Problems. We'll see you next time.